US Secretary of State has ramped up his rhetoric on China while visiting Australia. Mike Pompeo says the world's been asleep at the wheel while Beijing's boosted its economic and military strength. Mr. Pompeo and the new US Defence Secretary Mark Esper have made a trip to Sydney for the annual AUSMIN talks with their Australian counterparts, Maurice Payne and Linda Reynolds. While there were many mentions of mateship and strong ties between the two nations, it's clear the US wants Australia to do more. Political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Amidst jokes about the long plane flight, the weather and the Aussie accents, Mike Pompeo's issued some strong warnings about China's growing power.
I think the world, frankly, watched for too long. We were asleep at the switch as China began to behave in ways that it had not done before.
The Secretary of State argues it's time for the US and Australia to do more, both in the Pacific and beyond. Top of his list is a request for help to protect oil shipments in the Persian Gulf from Iranian interference.
We have to get goods from A to B, and if they, A happens to be the Middle East, you got to get them through the strait.
Australia's yet to commit, but Peter Jennings, the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, says it makes sense for Australia to help with those efforts.
If Australia is committed to the international rule of law, as we say very regularly, we should be prepared to actually back that up with military support where necessary.
Asia analyst at La Trobe University, Ewan Graham, agrees it's no surprise the US would call on Australia to help in the Gulf. But he argues there are other more pressing priorities. He'd prefer to see Australia continue to focus its resources in the Pacific and Southeast Asia.
Australia would be better advised to keep its military assets closer to home, where they're not just most useful for Australia, but I think in a broader strategic sense, they're also more useful to the United States.
America is certainly looking to increase its military presence in the region. The Pentagon has declared it wants to place intermediate-range missiles in Asia after withdrawing from a treaty with Russia which had prevented development and testing of the weapons. The ministers faced questions yesterday over whether that meant missiles on Australian soil, but Peter Jennings says that makes no sense because their range is too limited. He says Japan and South Korea would make better locations, and while such a move would anger Beijing, it's unlikely to be shocked.
The country which has been proliferating this type of missile most aggressively over the last few years has been China, so there really would be not a lot of surprise.
And while the ministers were keen to stress the alliance between Australia and the US is unbreakable, Asia analyst Ewan Graham says trade has become a weak point in the relationship.
That still really is the question that has to be answered. When will the US come out of its wrecking ball mode on the trade and investment agenda in Asia and start to project a kind of more attractive leadership that Australia and others can get behind?
Ewan Graham from La Trobe University, ending that report from Alexandra Beach.